Street Scene by Kurt Vile, which was the production for SRO, has been rescheduled for like mid to late May, I guess.
We're looking at May right now. We rely heavily on people in the community, of course, to do our shows. We had many students from MSU, Drury, and Evangel involved. A lot of them are involved in recitals and are graduating, and we want to get them before they leave.
So, yeah, you don't want to postpone until next year. Yeah, you've already got
them. The scheduling is tricky.
Hey, they've already been rehearsed. They're ready to go on.
We're already off book.
We have a set. We have a set that's assembled. We have to disassemble it and put it in the storage.
Right. And so tickets that have already been purchased for this weekend's production of Street Scene will be honored at the May production.
Yes, exactly.
So don't worry about that. But we do have a couple of things that one of them is coming up. In fact, next weekend, it's the big annual SRO fundraiser, Jazz Aria.
You bet.
That'll be at the Doubletree Hotel out on North Glenstone, right?
Yes, and it's a gorgeous facility. We had to go bigger last year. We were at the Savoy Ballroom, which is a lovely space on Commercial Street.
Right.
But we outgrew it, so we need to be at a bigger space.
If people may not be familiar with Jazz Aria, what is this program?
It is the meeting place between jazz and opera. Mm. Les Brown and his jazz quintet work with opera singers, in this case Stephanie Zuluaga, the mezzo-soprano, and do jazz arrangements of well-known opera arias and jazz pieces and opera pieces.
This is something that actually grew out of Les Jr.'s work on a cruise ship with the Band of Renown. They came up with this concept, and it was a big hit for a number of years on one of the major cruise ships, and when Les became a board member of SRO, he brought the idea along as a fundraiser for the opera company.
And it's been highly successful for us. It's such an interesting thing. I mean, the world of jazz is so improvisational, and opera is so practiced, and to meet that, put those two things in the same room, is quite dynamic.
That will be next Saturday, February 28th, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel on North Glenstone. Dinner, drinks, dancing, and of course the music with Les Brown and his quintet, and mezzo-soprano Stephanie Zuluaga. Tell me about her.
She's from Kansas City. She's a Colombian. She's from the country of Colombia, but she's a Kansas City native. She's studying right now at the conservatory in Boston Conservatory, and she's fantastic.
She just completed the role of Carmen.
And she's ridiculously pretty. I mean, ridiculously gorgeous.
Yes, exactly.
And she sings salsa. She's in the salsa band on top of the fact that she sings jazz and opera. And so it should be, we're calling it, you know, opera and jazz with a little bit of salsa.
A little bit
of
salsa on the side.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's really going to encourage dancing, and it's a wonderful, beautiful evening.
And again, you'll have a big venue in the ballroom at the Doubletree.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And great parking, and there won't be snow all over the place. And if it is, it'll be all cleared away, and it's a big main street to get there. It's going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. Right there at the corner of Kearney and Glenstone.
Exactly.
Tickets are $60, and you can call 863-1960 or go online to srolyrictheater.org. And tickets, there's a link there to order tickets online.
Exactly.
All right, and Seth, you go ahead.
Sorry, anything else? One more thing, which is going to introduce
absolutely
something Seth's doing.
Sure,
we're about to relaunch our highly successful education tour. We go to every kindergarten and first grade class through any given child, a project at the Kinney Center, and work with Springfield Public Schools. And we're putting on John Davies' kids' opera, The Three Little Pigs, which is Mozart music. And Seth was in it last year, and he's in it this year. And I'm going to hand it over.
It's pretty fantastic. It's neat.
The program is neat, especially the fact that the Kennedy Center funds these all over the country.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. And the vein is literacy. The vein is literacy. But
yes,
for me as an opera fan and an opera singer, it's fun to bring opera to kids and to introduce it to them. And this may be music they may never have a chance to hear anywhere else.
And again, this is The Three Little Pigs with arrangements of Mozart's music.
Yeah, it's Mozart's music with John Davies has written his own libretto on top of it, which is the story of the three little pigs, plain and simple. But it's very cute. It's very funny.
It's been done around here before, too.
Yes,
so that
we,
was
about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now again, you're reviving that. Has there not been a school tour in that length of time?
There wasn't. Last year we relaunched it, and it was the first time, you know, probably at least 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we get funded in part by the Kennedy Center, which is fantastic. We also rely on private donations, and we were fortunate to get a grant from the Darr Family Foundation to help us with this year's program.
So where will it be going?
It will be going to every elementary school in the Springfield Public School system.
And two Catholic
Right.
And two Catholic schools.
When does it start?
It will start.
It's supposed to start this next week. With the snow days, we might have a tiny postponement, but we believe it will start next week.
Okay, and what else does the opera have going on then?
Well, next month, in April now, we're doing Terrence McNally's play Masterclass, which is when Marie Callas was teaching at Juilliard. And anyone who knows Marie Callas understands that she had this tremendous personality and these tremendous life experiences, and she's trying to bestow these onto her students. Some of the lessons fall hard. That's the best way I can say that about Marie Callas.
Now, you say, well, why is the opera doing a stage play? Well, this is more than just a stage play, because the whole point of this is Marie Callas is teaching master classes at Juilliard, and she is listening to talented and sometimes not so talented students performing arias, and then she critiques them and works them through her own musical and interpretive ideas and how they might incorporate those into their performances. And so there will be plenty of music.
Yes, we have our young artists are singing all of the roles of the students.
Which is fun. We participated. We do master classes with the opera our young artists program. We had Michael Spires and Tara Stafford Spires in this past fall doing a master class. Jennifer Forney, the soprano who's supposed to be in the street scene with us, will be doing a master class this week. And Stephanie Zuluaga, when she comes to town, will do a master class with our students. And it's just be a wonderful contrast to see the generosity that comes from the people who work with us and to see the role of Marie Callas being played.
who will
play? Her name is Edie Robinette. She is a SAG actor in the area, and she's fabulous. She's wonderful.
Oh, my. I've never seen someone invest so much time into perfecting a role. And we haven't started rehearsals yet.
And we haven't even started. She's fantastic.
That will be in April.
In April, on the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yes.
And we're using the space that we use to teach master classes at the Creamery, which is the library.
Oh, okay. So not the exhibition hall, but the library.
Well, it'll be seating in the exhibition hall looking into the library.
Oh, okay. All right. But so it'll be intimate seating.
Exactly.
You know, there's not that much room on the floor there in the library.
No, that's going to be the space that she's going to be working from. Yes.
Yeah. And that will be April 24th and 25th. All right. And again, you can call 863-1960 or visit srolyrictheater.org for information about that. Or look up Springfield Regional Opera on Facebook, for that matter.
We're there.